Listening Practice 4. You are attending a lecture by Dr. Roberts about the Internet. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions below and on the next page. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hello everyone. My name is Dr. Roberts, and I'm here to talk to you about the Internet. We all know what the Internet is. To put it simply, the Internet is a network of computers that are connected to each other, allowing sharing of information. The Internet has brought people together, and it is one of the most important inventions in the history of mankind. Just let me show you some statistics. Around 46% of the world population have internet connections today. Each year, more than 3 billion people surf the internet. And on average, a person spends about 27 hours a week online. So can you imagine a world without the internet? No? We would have big problems if there were no internet, wouldn't we? First, without the internet, there would be no emails, instant messaging, chat or social media. We would have to resort to the old ways of communicating with people, which means face-to-face interaction or telephone conversations. Second, the internet has become an amazing source of information and resources. No internet would mean no easy and instant access to information. We would have to rely on the television or morning newspaper to deliver the news. Third, if the internet became non-existent, many companies would not be able to do business outside of their own countries. Some of them may have to close down as a result, and millions of people would lose their jobs. Fourth, our daily lives would be affected. We would probably have to spend more time waiting in lines at banks, post offices and government offices if there were no internet. Our fast-paced life would have to slow down. Well, these are just some of the problems we would have if there were no internet. The good news is we would still be able to manage our lives, just like how we did before the internet became a part of them. But we would certainly feel the inconvenience. The younger generation, who grew up in the information age, would probably be the worst affected, because they have never lived in a time where there was no instant messaging and information sharing. Life without the internet, to them, would be a nightmare.
That is the end of Listening Practice 4. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.